All right, this is a setting the bar story. Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do or situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, every now and then we highlight the state of Florida because weird random things happen out of that state. They even understand that. The residents of Florida understand that, yes, strange things happen in this state. So this is the story of Derek, a squirrel. It's a Florida story, and it's your setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without allowing a squirrel to drive with you in your shirt, you're doing okay.
Was this really happening?
Are you questioning my...
I mean, it's Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be like, oh, no, I swear there was a squirrel on my shirt.
So the officers saw the squirrel.
Oh, they did. Okay, so it's real.
It is real. Yeah, right.
Okay.
So it was Derek. He's 23. He was pulled over by some officials for some erratic driving. His driving was so bad, other motorists were calling in to report him. Officials pulled him over. And that's when they discovered Derek had a live squirrel inside his shirt.
Is he a pet, or did he just, like, pick up the squirrel and say, I want to make it a pet, but he's a little squirrely because, you know, he's a squirrel?
Kelly, these are questions I don't have an answer to.
Gotcha. Okay, we just know that Derek found out he wasn't a great traveling partner when he was all over the place, and it caused him to be a bad driver.
Yeah, so Derek told the officers, the squirrel was eating me, that's why I was swerving.
The squirrel was eating me?
Yes.
Wow.
Thankfully, the squirrel was unharmed and didn't get booked for questioning and was actually released by the police.
It's too bad the police couldn't ask, were you indeed eating him? Why he was trying to drive.
Right. Well, Derek was also given the breathalyzer, and that's when he was taken downtown. So,
okay.
Yeah, so it could have been a little bit more than the squirrel, but I feel like there is a weird story that's surrounding how he somehow came in possession of a squirrel.
Exactly.
And decided to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and put him in my shirt.
He looks cute. I'm taking him home.
Yeah. I don't have a carrier for a squirrel.
Nope. His name is Steve.
Steve the squirrel.
Steve the squirrel.
I've
named him. He's going to be my forever pet.
Wait, isn't that... No. Steve Carell voiced the squirrel. Hammy. From Over the Hedge. I was thinking of the movie Over the Hedge.
I like alliteration, though, so I named him Steve.
No, I get that. I understand. Yeah. So anyways, that's your Florida story. If you can manage to make it through the day without finding a squirrel... And I understand some squirrels in parks are very, very acclimated to people, and picking it up and pretending like it's your pet and driving it along with you, then you're not okay.
It sounds like the squirrel was having second thoughts, though. Like, I don't think I want to go with this guy
anymore. Yeah, the squirrel was like, hey, hang on a second.
I'm going to fight back.
I kind of liked it in the park.
Yes. And in a shocking twist, the guy actually was telling the truth when he told the cops, I'm driving badly because a squirrel was trying to eat me. I mean, typically a story
shocking,
that you make up.
Shocking twist.
But it was true.
Yep, there you go. Wow. That's your setting the bar story.